April 19, 1919, Jesus did for each soul everything that they were supposed to do toward their Creator. Continuing in my usual state, I felt all afflicted, and my always lovable Jesus, in coming, clasped me, and placing his arm around my neck, told me, "My daughter, what is it? Your affliction weighs upon my heart and pierces me more than my own pains. Poor daughter, you have compassionated me many times, and have taken my pains upon yourself. Now I want to compassionate you and take your pain myself." And he clasped me all to his heart, and drawing me outside of myself, he added, "Be cheered, my daughter. Come into my will to be able to better understand and see all that my humanity did for the good of creatures. I don't know how to say all that I understood. In many things, I lack the words. I will just say what my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter. My humanity was the only organ which reordered the harmony between Creator and creature. I did for each soul all that they were supposed to do toward their Creator, not excluding even lost souls, because I was to give to the Father complete glory, love and satisfaction for all created things. With this only difference, the souls who somehow fulfill their duties toward the Creator, almost nobody arrives at satisfying them all, unite their glory to mine, and everything they do remains as though grafted into mine. While the lost ones remain as though parched members, and since vital humors are missing in them, they are not fit for receiving any graft of the good I have done for them, but they are only fit for burning in the eternal fire. Therefore, my humanity restored the lost harmony between creatures and Creator, and sealed it at the price of blood and unheard of pains.